The Yud Gimel Midos, the 13 Midos of Hashem. And we first find them in Parshas Kisisa, where Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem to forgive Klal Yisrael after the Chet HaEgel. And we say them in Slichos, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachel Machanon, Erech HaPayim, Rav Chesed, Emes, Noitza Chesed, La'alafim, Nazi Avon, Vafesha, V'chatov, and Akei. Now, there happens to be a Machlokes Rishonim, how to break up these Midas into 13. We're going to go with the sheet of Rashi, of how we break them up. But the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud Zayin says that Hashem, Kivyachol, dressed up like a Shliach Tzibor, and he taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Seder Tefillah, and that by saying the Yud Gimel Midos is a promise that we will not be left empty-handed. Hashem will forgive us, will answer us, and even if we have done Averis, Hashem will forgive us. Now, it starts off by Yaver, before you go into those, by Yaver Hashem al panav vayikra. So there's a debate exactly what that word means, but we'll go with the way the Torah Tumima, he brings down a debate about this, and the Malbim also explain it, that it's Hashem davening, Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven, and Hashem was the one that said, these Yud Gimel Midos. And Vayav Hashem al panav means Hashem turned his face, because we can't see Hashem's face. So he turned his face away, and he came down, so and davened and taught us how to daven with his back towards us. That's Vayav Hashem al panav by Yikra, that he came, he moved his face backwards, and then he taught us the Yud Gimel Midos. Okay, so the first of the Yud Gimel Midos, the first two are Hashem, Hashem. So the Gemara explains, what does Hashem mean? The first Hashem, that he is the Hashem before we do the Avera. Then when Farshan explained, the Torah Tumima, others explain that this is a Midah of Rachamim, that even Hashem knows we're going to do Averas, that Hashem has Rachmanis before we do Avera to help us try not to do the Avera. So we have our own Bechira, we have our own free will. If we do the Avera, we do it. But there's a certain help from Hashem not to do the Avera. The second Hashem, the Gemara Hashem says, that means it's Hashem Hashem of after the Avera. It's still Midas Rachamim, that if we do tshuva, Hashem will forgive us and make it as if we didn't do the Avera. And the Malbim explains these two Shemes a little bit spooky. The first Shem Hashem is in Shemayim. The second Shem Hashem is down here. In Shemayim is before the Avera, and down here is after the Avera. But either way, they're all going with this Gemara that there's a Midas HaRachamim before we do the Avera, and then there's a Midas HaRachamim of Hashem after we do the Avera. Okay, number three is Kel, Hashem Hashem Kel. So Rashi learns this is Midas Rachamim. The Daza Kenan explains that Hashem does Emes, it's Dayan Emes. The Kel is the name of a Dayan Emes, which means he's going to carry out the halacha, he's going to carry the din that we need, but it'll be Emesdik. And Rashi explains it'll be with as much Rachamim as possible. Then Rachum and Chana. The Rachum and Chana literally mean compassionate, something along those lines. Rashi there also says it's Midas Rachamim. So the Daza Kenim says that Rachum is Hashem's having Rachmanis for the Aniyim, for the poor people. And Chanun, he learns, is going on the rich people. That's how the Daza Kenim differentiates between Rachum and Chanun. The Malbim explains a little bit differently, that Rachum is the Rachamim for our guf, and Chanun is the Rachamim for our nefesh. Okay, so that's number four and five. So Rachum and Chanun, again, these are all midas of Hashem, of Rachamim, that we're trying to tap into. So Rachum Chanun, trying to tap into the Rachamim for our guf and our nefesh. Erech HaPayim, which literally means slow to anger, that Hashem pays and punishes slowly so that there'll be time for us to do tshuva. Hashem isn't interested in punishing us. He wants us to do tshuva, and therefore he's slow to anger so that we have time to do tshuva. And the Gemara in Eirvin makes the diik, it's plural, apayim, plural, not singular, not erech af, but apayim, both for the Risharim and the Tzadikim. That Hashem is slow to anger for both of them, that both the Tzadikim and the Risharim should have time to do tshuva. Then the next one, number seven, is Rav Chesed. So Rashi learns that there are people who need chesed, that they don't have enough schuyos on their own, so they need some special help, special chesed. So we have a gemach when people need things. So Hashem is the gemach of chesed. And when a person needs the chesed to help him tilt the scale, Hashem is Rav Chesed. And the Gemara explains different ways that Hashem does it, but there's some sort of like finagling the scales to make it that the Averas are not as heavy and not the winner, and the mitzvahs can tilt the scale in their favor. Either Hashem picks up the scale of the Averas or he pushes down the scale of the mitzvahs. But either way, the scales are tilted in our favor. That's done through the Midah of Rav Chesed. So we have in mind those words, Rav Chesed, it's help us tilt the scales in our favor. The MS, now the MS, the Gemara here in Rosh Hashanah says that really there's MS and then there's Chesed, a little bit out of order. That's how the Gemara learns it. First MS, but then we need the Chesed. The Torah to explains that MS is the Din and Chesed is the Fnimishur Din. So we're saying Rav Chesed is Hashem is doing the Fnimishur Din, and MS is that Hashem is doing the Din. But that's also, again, it's with Rachamim, it's with Chesed. These all these Yudgim Midas are tapping into the Rachamim Hashem. So it's even MS, but it's MS with Rachamim. Rash explains it means to pay back Schar Toiv. That's what the MS is. MS is Hashem is trusting that we trust in Hashem that he will pay us our reward. Notes of chesed lafim literally means this: there is chesed of generations. What does notzer mean? The Ramban learns notzer means either something like planted or remembering. So Hashem either plants or remembers chesed lafim for like 2,000 generations. And this is how we tap into schus avos. We have the schus from Avraham Avinu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and all our grandfathers back generations. That's chus avos because of this midah of Hashem of noitzer chesed lo alafim, and therefore, as the Malvin explains, the chesed of the avos and banim was not in this world. It's not here. It was done. The avos did it years ago, 1,000 years ago, but we're still tapping into that chesed. Hashem is using that chesed for us. Noisei avoin, which is number 10, ufesha 11, v'chata 12. So nosei, what does nosei mean? So nosei means, literally it can mean carry. The Yushalmi in Sanhedrin says it means shichcha, like forgetting. Kivyacha, as if Hashem is forgetting. But really what it means is like Hashem is forgiving us. Nosei, he's carrying, he's forgetting the averas. Now what are these averas? We have avon, we have peshel chata. So avon is, the Gemara learns in Yuma, is amazed. We did it on purpose. We have Pesha, where it's Mered, where it is a rebellion. And we have Chata'ah, which is a Shogi. So Hashem forgets, so to speak. Hashem is Meichel us for whether we did it B'mezin on purpose, in a rebellion against Hashem, or if we did it B'Shogi. And the Gemara in Yuma is Medayik, it goes out of order. You would think it would go in level Shogi, Mezin, Mered, but the Gemara's Medayik goes out of order to teach us that if we do tshuva, all of the severe averas that we did amazed will be turned into shkagais, will be treated with a lower level of severity. So we do tshuva, and then he will turn our amazes into shoygeiks. So that's 10, 11, 12. Nosi avon, mafesh v'chata. And number 13, v'nake. V'nake means, that literally means cleaning up. The Gemara Yuma says that he will clean up, he will, for those who do tshuva, which means that it'll be as if you didn't even do the Avera. It's the mitzvah that Hashem has, that he forgives us in a way that does not even leave a mark. No reishim of the chet will be there. And that's been nakeh. So in short, we have these 13 mitzvahs of Hashem. We say them because Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu for Klal Yisrael to say them. And by doing them, we're trying to tap into these midos to get tshuva, to get forgiveness. If we do tshuva, to get forgiveness. So in short, Hashem is rachamim before we do the avera. Hashem is rachamim after we do the avera and do tshuva. Kel is the midah of rachamim in MS. Racham chanon is rachmanis for our guf, for our neshama. Erech Apayim is slow to anger for both Risharim and the Tzadikim to do tshuva. Rav Chesed, that even if we are not worthy, Hashem will tilt the scales in our honor, in our favor. The MS, Hashem will give us the schar that we deserve. Neitzach Chesed Lalafim, Hashem will use the schusim from our avos 2,000 generations back to help us. Nosei Avon Feshav Echata'ah, Hashem will forgive the averas, whether they were b'mezid or rebellion or b'shogeg. V'nake, if we do tshuva, Hashem will cleanse us and there will not be any roishem, there will not be anything left behind. Yud Gimel Midos.